Unit 99. Do actions speak louder than words? Our society is fast-paced. We are all rushing from one place to the next, honking our horn at slow drivers, people who may be singing songs in the car with their children, or pointing out some interesting sights. We don't have time for that silliness today, but we try to convince ourselves that we will make time for fun tomorrow. Our children say, "Mommy, watch me," over and over again, just to get our attention. It is time to take a few deep breaths and think about our actions and our words. Do they display the attitude that we want to convey? Have you ever really thought about the phrase, "Actions speak louder than words"? Think about it now. I have, and don't agree with it 100%. If you say one thing and act in an opposite way, will the words be ignored and just the actions remembered? I don't think so. It is important to have your words match your actions. It is also equally important to use words to show appreciation, love, approval, and happiness, and then follow those words with a hug, pat on the back, or smile. There is the impact. The action reinforces the words. The pen is mightier than the sword. What about that phrase? True? Yes. Words carry a lot of weight and will be remembered for years to come, especially when they are written down. The words are permanent. Mean words can hurt for that moment and for a lifetime. I am sure that each of us remembers a time when a sibling, a teacher, or a friend made an unkind comment. Those words did lasting damage to you, the relationship, or both. Let's not be a member of that club. When was the last time that you hid a love note in a lunchbox or in your spouse's coat pocket? If you want to see a bright smile, that will do it. The power of this written note will be savored for many days, even years. Do what I say, not what I do. How effective is that? Not. We are role models in everything. It is really hard for a child to believe that it's not okay to do something that you do. Take smoking. Most children who smoke at a young age know a parent or close friend who smokes. Isn't it strange that a parent who swears a lot usually has a child who swears a lot too? I don't know who taught her those words. Parents are powerful beings, and it is important to value that power and pass on positive role modeling through actions and words. I can live for 2 months on a good compliment. Mark Twain. Children thrive when they feel appreciated and understood. Don't be afraid to shower your child with encouraging words all day long. A perfect way to turn a bad day around is to compliment your child. I noticed that your hair looked very nice today. Did you hang your coat up all by yourself? It is amazing how those few words can change a child's outlook almost immediately. Don't stop there. Give your spouse words of appreciation too. While you are spreading words of joy, call your parents, a sibling, and a friend. One of my siblings ended a phone conversation with 3 words. "I love you." Boy, did that put a spring in your step? Mark Twain is right. It has been a month, and I still feel the positive effect of those 3 little but very powerful words.